the children who are participating in this. We're thankful for them and for their hard work and preparation for tonight. And we've also had a lot of leaders who have been working with them on Wednesday nights faithfully for many years. There are ladies like Sherry Swinney and Jonna Davis, to mention just two, who have really been faithful over many years to work with our children. And there are others who have come along to help in areas like food, to help with singing. Andrew Ashley has worked hard with them in that and will be directing the children with their singing tonight. So Sherry, Jonna, Andrew, who else? Sherry, have I not mentioned that really needs to be mentioned? Claire, with the drama part of it, but Tanner playing the piano. But as far as the children's program, there are several that have just really been dedicated in that, and we're grateful to them for what they have done. And you're going to see the fruit of some of their labor tonight as we get to enjoy the Christmas story that they're going to be sharing with us. And really, they're going to be laying out for us that whole Christmas story, so there's not a whole lot for me to say. I will let you know this, that after the children are done, we're going to have a brief intermission. I'll come back up at that time to let you know when that is. And then we're going to have a church time to sing together and worship. And we'll also hear scripture reading at that time as well. So throughout it all, we want the Lord to be magnified, and even into the fellowship that we have afterwards going over into the gym. We'll have lots of finger foods there and just have a good time of Christmas fellowship together as a church, and we invite everybody to come to that. Now, I want to remind you before I pray that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. God sent His Son for that purpose. The Bible says that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust and to live righteously, godly, and soberly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works. And then at the end of that, Paul to Titus says, speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. What you're going to hear from the children tonight is the story of God's salvation through Jesus Christ. And as those kids come, I would just remind them, let no one despise you as you come to proclaim that good news. Let's pray together. Father, I thank You for the gathering tonight and what we get to participate in on this side of heaven. And it's just a little taste of what awaits us in heaven one day because of the redemption that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, because You sent Your Son. And God, His name would be called Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. Thank You, Lord. I pray now that You'd please bless our children as they come and glorify Your name and magnify the name of the Lord tonight together. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, while the kids are coming up, what Pastor said, we're going to have a little brief intermission after the program is done for the kids, so that way they can go change. Can all sing together. And also, in the tradition of my father, who gave us ice cream after we sang in front of an audience every time, I'll be doing that tonight after the finger foods and whatnot. There'll be a table. I'll be standing by that with my scooper and some ice cream for the kids, for all the kids who sang. So just a heads up for that. Sorry if it gets on their clothes.
Also, everybody, I want to let you know that This is on our Facebook page, live stream on our Facebook page, so you can find a recording of it there.
Issued a decree that a census would be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that all people today in the town of David, a Savior is born to you. He is Christ the Lord."
Suddenly, a great heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw a star in the east and have come to worship him." Jesus was a king for all people, and one day every knee will bow before him.
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Said through the prophet, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
God sent forth his son, born of a woman. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures.
He was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
So Christ was offered to bear the sins of many, to those who eagerly wait for him. He will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation.
Because of the marvelous miracle of Jesus' birth, we can sing of the glorious day that is waiting for his redeemed people.
One day when sin
right. If that was a blessing to you, would you say amen?
Amen.
All right. Good job. Hey, let's give them another round of applause so they can hear us. There's a passage that I think Jackson read in there that I really like the way that he read it, but it's from Hebrews chapter 9, the last verses, where the scripture says, let's see here if I can find it, in verse 27 and verse 26, he then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now, that's what Jesus did in his first coming. And as it has been appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. So the first time he came to deal with sin. The second time he comes, it is for the consummation of our salvation in Christ. And he is coming again. And I just want to ask you now, are you ready for his coming? And the way that you're ready for his coming is through repentance and faith. Repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that every one of you tonight have been reminded, all of us have been reminded tonight of the importance of the message of the gospel. We're going to have a short intermission right here, get the stage set back up again, and then we're all going to lift up our voices together in song. If you need to go to the restroom, we got about 5 minutes, and then we'll resume. Good job. Good job. Good job. Great job. Good job, guys. Good job, David. Good job, Jackson. Way to go, guys. Boom. 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 Way to go. Good job. Good job. Hey, good singing up there. All right, everybody, we're going to get started with the second part of our program service tonight. And got Tanner on the piano there and Miss Claire here leading and singing some a special too, right? Also. But they've got something planned out for us, and Maggie's going to be accompanying on the guitar as well. So we're looking forward to hearing from them and singing along with them. And I'll remind you, as the psalmist said in Psalm 101, verse 1, he said, "I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord, I will sing praises." And because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are able to sing of the mercy and justice of God, because God is just and the justifier of those who have faith in Jesus Christ. So because we know that truth, let us sing together tonight unto the Lord.
Yes, we've got some scripture readings interspersed through here as well. I will start with Micah 5, verse 2, and then Claire will read as well. "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting."
Matthew 2, 2 and 7 through 12. "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also.' When they had heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went from them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh."
And we've heard and we've listened. Now let's stand together and let's sing, lift our voices and worship to the Lord. Joy has dawned.
Joy has dawned upon the world, promise from creation. Salvation now unfurled, hope for every nation. Not with fanfares from above, not with scenes of glory, but a humble gift of love, Jesus born of Mary. Of wonder fill the sky with the songs of angels, as the mighty Prince of Life shelters in a stable. Hands that set each star in place, shape the earth in darkness, ring now to a mother's breast, vulnerable and helpless. Shepherds bow before the Lamb, gazing at the glory. Gifts of men from distant lands prophesy the story. Will make a way, by his blood he'll win us. Christ a babe in Bethlehem. Now the Lord of history.
Man, let's remain standing. Adore the humble King, lowly in the manger. Fall before His majesty. Hail the little Savior. Hope, what hope no tongue could tell. God has come with us to dwell. His name is Emmanuel. Oh, praise the humble King. Come adore in humble state. Heed the song of angels. Join the wise who call His name. And with all creation, who, oh, who would condescend? God unknown now calls us friend. Love that none could comprehend. Oh, praise the humble King. Adore the King who came to our world to save us. Born to heal our prideful race. Crown us with forgiveness. Follow far before the One who in mercy left His throne. Christ the Lord, God's only Son, His glories now we sing. Oh, praise the humble King. Come adore.
Come adore, come adore, come adore the King. Bow before, come adore the name above all names. Come adore the King. Bow before, come adore the name above all names. Come adore, come adore, come adore the King. Bow before, come adore the name above all names. Come adore, come adore the King. Bow before, come adore the name above all names.
Please be seated.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow. Snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago, our God, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed for the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Gloria, Gloria, now my eyes have seen. Soli Deo, Gloria, he salvation brings. As the Lord has promised, I may go in
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoiced before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulders, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Let's stand and sing right now our last few songs together.
We to welcome Emmanuel. for the weary heart. Lift up your heads, for your King has come. Sing, for the light overwhelms the dark. Glory is shining for all to see. Hope alive, let the gospel ring.
Sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
Come behold the wondrous mystery. The theme of heaven's praises, groping frail humanity. In our longing, in our darkness, now the light of life has come. Look to Christ who condescended, took on flesh to ransom us. Behold the wondrous mystery, He the perfect Son of Man. In His living, in His suffering, never trace nor stain of sin. See the true and better Adam come to save the hell-bound man. Christ the great and sure fulfillment of the law in Him we stand. Come behold the wondrous mystery, Christ the Lord upon a tree, in the stead of thank you.
Christ in power resurrected, as we will be when he comes.
And Brother Eric.
All right. Well, if you believe what we've sang tonight, would you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I hope that you do. And, you know, if you have not come to a place to believe that, hey, there's things more important than going over here and eating food. There's the bread that has come down from heaven, Jesus Christ. And he said that everyone who eats of him, who drinks of the living water, will never hunger and never thirst. So I would encourage you tonight, before you think about going and get your belly full, make sure that you know that you're right with Jesus Christ. And if you're not, and you know you need to get there, then there are people here who would gather around you and pray with you and pray with you until you come to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, because that's what the gospel is calling us to. It's not calling us to live the way that we've always lived. He's calling us to be new creations in Christ Jesus because of his grace that is found in Christ. So whether you're a child or whether you're an older person who's been in church for a long time, if you don't know Christ tonight, and you need somebody to pray with you and to seek the Lord with you, I encourage you to come and talk to me. And we will go and do that together, because there's more important things than eating and fellowshipping. We must be right with the living God. You know, God has spoken to us through His Son. The image, the fullness of the Godhead bodily is found in Jesus Christ. He is the representation of God. You want to know what God is like? Look at Jesus Christ and you will know what He is like. He's a merciful and just God. I hope you all believe that tonight. And may the grace of the Lord help us to do so. I'm going to pray for us. And we will be dismissed from here. And we can go over and fellowship. But again, if you need somebody to join together with you and pray, seek the Lord on your behalf to intercede for you, and let us know. You might have anything else you need to say before we're dismissed tonight. Absolutely. Tanner, Maggie, Claire, thank y'all so much. Andrew?
Kids know
where to find. Hey, it's even more important than ice cream, guys. Knowing Jesus Christ is. But that's pretty doggone important, ice cream. Anybody else? Listen, God is calling us to repentance and faith. Repentance and faith. Respond to the message of the gospel. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we have been so privileged to be here tonight and to take part in this program. Thank you, Lord, that it's real. That this is true, because the truth is in Jesus. So, God, we thank you for that. We could be blinded, Lord. We could be separated from you, completely undone in our sins, with no knowledge of the gospel. But you've given it to us, and to whom much is given, much is required. God, for those of us who have been able by your grace to embrace the gospel, let us live according to it. And Father, I pray tonight for those who have not yet trusted in Jesus, been born again through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. God, won't you please give them grace tonight that they might call upon you in faith, believing what you have done in sending your Son to this world. So we are desperate and we call to you, O Lord, tonight. We thank you, Father, for blessing us with times of fellowship and food and all those things. It's good and it's a great privilege. And I pray you'll bless the food that we have tonight. Thank you for everyone who's brought it. But help us, Lord, to remember as we enjoy that food that Jesus, the bread from heaven, came down. And he satisfies our souls eternally so that we never hunger and we never thirst again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey, if you need a place to go on Christmas Eve for a Christmas Eve service, we are planning on having a Christmas Eve service at 5 p.m. And then we'll be having our morning service at 11 a.m. next Sunday. If you don't have a church home and you'd like to join us, we invite you. If you do have a church home, we encourage you to go and be a part of the church family where you are from tonight. You're dismissed.